Module 5, A Lesson in a Lab. Introduction, Vocabulary and Listening. 1. Choose the correct answers to the quiz. Now listen and check your answers. How much do you know about general science? 1. Water exists as a solid, a liquid, and a gas. 2. When you heat a metal, it expands. 3. Steel is a mixture of iron and other substances. 4. Two-thirds of the Earth's surface is water. 5. The distance of the Sun from the Earth is 150,500,500 kilometers. 6. The Earth is 4.6 billion years old. 7. The Earth is 49 times larger than the Moon. Reading and Vocabulary. 2. Read passage A and choose the best title for it. 1. The different uses of metals. 2. The reaction of metals. 3. The reaction of metals with oxygen.
Passage A. It is hard to think of a world without metals. Different metals have different uses. For example, steel is used in cars, and iron is used in electrical equipment. When we use metals, it is important to know how they react with different substances. For example, water and oxygen. The reaction of metals with these substances can be put in order. Here is a table with the metals that react most at the top and the metals that react least at the bottom.
4. Read the passage B and fill in the table.
Passage B. A simple scientific experiment. Below is a description of a simple scientific experiment. It shows us how iron reacts with air and with water. Aim. To find out if iron rusts, A, in dry air, B, in water that has no air in it, air-free water. C, in ordinary water. Apparatus. 3 clean iron nails, test tubes, test tube holder, cotton wool, oil, Bunsen burner. Iron in dry air. Method 1. Put some iron nails at the bottom of a test tube. 2. Push some cotton wool down the tube. 3. Leave the tube for 1 week. Result. After 1 week, the nails have not rusted. Conclusion. Iron does not rust in dry air. Iron in air-free water. Method. 1. Half fill a test tube with water. 2. Boil the water for 3 minutes. This makes sure there is no air in the water. 3. Put 2 or 3 clean nails in the water. 4. Add some oil to the water. This will keep air out of the water. 5. Leave the tube for 1 week. Result. The nails do not rust in the tube with air-free water. Conclusion. Iron does not rust in air-free water. Iron in ordinary water. Method. 1. Half fill a test tube with water and add two or three clean nails. 2. Leave the tube for 1 week. Result: the nails rust in the tube with ordinary water. Conclusion: iron rusts in ordinary water.
Word list. Liquid. Expand. Contract. Substance. Mixture. Oxygen. Electricity. Stage. Conclusion. Aim. Reaction. Electrical. Equipment. React. Potassium. Sodium. Calcium. Magnesium. Aluminium. Zinc. Partial. Copper. Oxide. Rust. Boil. Ordinary. Steam. Float. Form. Dissolve. Balance. Crucible. Tongs. Flame. Facility. Lecture. Department. Astonished. Listening and writing. 2. Listen to the conversation. Was your prediction for Activity 1 correct?
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to do an experiment. Come a bit closer. The closer you are, the more you'll see. That's right. Now, what's the aim of this experiment, Jokai?
We want to find out if there's a change in weight when magnesium burns in air.
That's right. So, what do we need first?
We need some magnesium. How much do we need? What about this piece? Is this piece okay?
No, we need rather more than that, about 2.5 grams. We need a piece which is much bigger than that.
Okay. And we need a Bunsen burner, a balance, and a crucible to put the metal in. Here they all are. Where do we go from here?
Well, first put the magnesium in the crucible, then put the crucible on the balance and weigh it.
Okay.
How much does it weigh? Take a look, everyone. Is it any heavier?
It weighs 2.5 grams. Do you want me to write that down?
Yes, write it down. What next?
Yes. Next. We're going to heat the magnesium. So I light the Bunsen burner. After that, I hold the crucible over it. Oh, look! It's burning with a white light. It's getting brighter and brighter.
It's pretty, isn't it? Keep the noise down, boys and girls, please.
Lastly, we need to weigh the magnesium again. It weighs 4 grams now.
So, what does that tell you?
It weighs a little more than before.
How much more?
1.5 grams more.
And what does that mean?
It means that there is a change in weight when magnesium burns in air.
You've got it. Well done. So now, let's do the same experiment with copper. Come along, Li Kang. It's your turn now. What do you think will happen if you heat copper?
I think it'll be a lot heavier than magnesium. Shall I begin?
Yes, go ahead.
3. Listen again and complete the description of the scientific experiment.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to do an experiment. Come a bit closer. The closer you are, the more you'll see. That's right. Now, what's the aim of this experiment, Jokai?
We want to find out if there's a change in weight when magnesium burns in air.
That's right. So, what do we need first?
We need some magnesium. How much do we need? What about this piece? Is this piece okay?
No, we need rather more than that, about 2.5 grams. We need a piece which is much bigger than that.
Okay. And we need a Bunsen burner, a balance, and a crucible to put the metal in. Here they all are. Where do we go from here?
Well, first put the magnesium in the crucible, then put the crucible on the balance and weigh it.
Okay.
How much does it weigh? Take a look, everyone. Is it any heavier?
It weighs 2.5 grams. Do you want me to write that down?
Yes, write it down. What next?
Yes. Next. We're going to heat the magnesium. So I light the Bunsen burner. After that, I hold the crucible over it. Oh, look! It's burning with a white light. It's getting brighter and brighter.
It's pretty, isn't it? Keep the noise down, boys and girls, please.
Lastly, we need to weigh the magnesium again. It weighs 4 grams now.
So, what does that tell you?
It weighs a little more than before.
How much more?
1.5 grams more.
And what does that mean?
It means that there is a change in weight when magnesium burns in air.
You've got it. Well done. So now, let's do the same experiment with copper. Come along, Li Kang. It's your turn now. What do you think will happen if you heat copper?
I think it'll be a lot heavier than magnesium. Shall I begin?
Yes, go ahead.
Pronunciation. Intonation in questions. 1. Listen to the intonation of these sentences. The student is asking his teacher questions. Does the voice go up or down at the end?
1. How much do we need? 2. What about this piece? 3. Is this piece okay? 4. Where do we go from here? 5. Do you want me to write that down?
2. Listen again and repeat the sentences. Use the correct intonation.
1. How much do we need? 2. What about this piece? 3. Is this piece okay? 4. Where do we go from here? 5. Do you want me to write that down?
Module 6. The Internet and Telecommunications. Reading and Vocabulary. 1. Work in pairs. Read and answer the questions. 1. What is the Internet? 2. How did it start? 3. What is the World Wide Web? 4. Who invented it? The Internet is the biggest source of information in the world, and it's accessible through a computer. It consists of millions of pages of data. In 1969, DARPA, a US defense organization, developed a way for all their computers to talk to each other through the telephone. they created a network of computers called DARPANET. For 15 years, only the U.S. Army could use this system of communication. Then, in 1984, the U.S. National Science Foundation, NSF, started the NSFNet network. It then became possible for universities to use the system as well. NSFNet became known as the InterNetwork, or Internet. The World Wide Web, the Web, is a computer network that allows computer users to access information from millions of websites via the Internet. At the moment, about 80% of web traffic is in English, but this percentage is going down. By 2020, much web traffic could be in Chinese. The World Wide Web was invented in 1991 by an English scientist, Tim Berners-Lee. Berners-Lee built his first computer while he was at university using an old television. He came up with the idea of the World Wide Web in 1989 while he was working in Switzerland. Berners-Lee made it possible for everyone to use the Internet, not just universities and the army. He designed the first web browser, which allowed computer users to access documents from other computers. From that moment on, the web and the Internet grew. Within 5 years, the number of Internet users rose from 600,000 to 40 million. The Internet has created thousands of millionaires, but Berners-Lee is not one of them. Everyone in the world can access the Internet using his World Wide Web system. He now works as a lecturer at Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Boston. Word list. Contain. Access. Crash. Keyword. Log. Software. Breakdown. Source. Accessible. Data. Defense. Create. Network. Via. Percentage. Design. Document. Invention. Permission. Military. Concentrate. Definite. Fantastic. Independent. Essay. Pass. Frequently. Disadvantage. Average. Statistics. Shorten. Sideways. Listening and vocabulary. 2. Listen to three people answering the interviewer. Choose their opinions from this list.
Hello and welcome to Education Today. Today we're talking about the Internet. Is the Internet a good thing for education? With me in the studio are Anne Baker, who's a teacher, Tom Grant, who's 17 and still at school, and Tom's mother, Pat. Welcome to the show, everyone. If I can talk to you first, Anne, do you think that the Internet is a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, there are good things and bad things about the Internet, but I think we should concentrate on the good things. The Internet has fantastic information about all kinds of things, and for this reason, I think it's very good for students to use it.
Do you allow your students to use the Internet during school time?
Absolutely. They have internet classes once a week. It's a chance for them to do some independent work. I make sure they have a reason to use the internet.
What do you think are the bad things about using the internet?
Well, we all know that there are some terrible sites on the internet. We must make sure that students look for information on interesting and useful sites.
I see. Thank you. Well, I also have Pat and Tom Grant with me. Tom, how often do you use the internet?
Every day.
At school or at home?
At school and at home.
How much time do you spend on the internet at home?
As much time as I can. About 5 hours.
5 hours a week?
No, 5 hours a day.
And what do you do on the internet? Do you study?
Yes, it's good to study on the internet.
Is it better than studying at school?
Well, they're different. I like studying at school as well.
Pat, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm happy when Tom is studying on the internet, but he doesn't always study.
What do you mean?
Well, there are a lot of music sites that he likes, and he spends a lot of time reading about his favourite football team.
So you would prefer if he didn't do that?
No, I want him to study and enjoy himself, but studying is important, and studying from books is important.
More important than studying on the internet?
Studying is the important thing.
Pronunciation. Stressing important information. 1. Look at the extract from the interview. Underline the words that you think are important and should be stressed. Now listen and check.
How often do you use the internet?
Every day.
At school or at home?
At school and at home.
How much time do you spend on the internet at home?
As much time as I can. About 5 hours.
5 hours a week?
No, 5 hours a day.
New Standard English, Senior High Book 1, Workbook Tape Script, Module 1, My First Day at Senior High, Listening and Speaking. 15. Listen to a conversation about these after-school clubs and complete the information forms.
Have you joined any school clubs yet?
Yes, I have. I'm really interested in photography, so I joined the camera club.
That's interesting. Where do you have your meetings?
In room 303.
Right. How often do you meet? Every week?
Yes. We meet every Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Every Thursday at 4 o'clock? That's the same day that my club meets. But the time is different.
Oh? Which club do you belong to?
The Dance Society. We meet every Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Where do you have your meetings? I guess you need a big place.
Yes, we practice in the school gym.
The school gym? That should be big enough, I guess. 16. Listen again and check.
Have you joined any school clubs yet?
Yes, I have. I'm really interested in photography, so I joined the camera club.
That's interesting. Where do you have your meetings?
In room 303.
Right. How often do you meet? Every week?
Yes. We meet every Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Every Thursday at 4 o'clock? That's the same day that my club meets. But the time is different.
Oh? Which club do you belong to?
The Dance Society. We meet every Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Where do you have your meetings? I guess you need a big place.
Yes, we practice in the school gym.
The school gym? That should be big enough, I guess. Module 2. My new teachers. Listening and speaking. 10. Listen to two conversations. Decide if the following statements are true or false. 1.
Hi, Jane. How are things?
Fine, thanks, Simon. How's everything with you?
Not bad. I've just had a difficult class, though.
Oh, what was the problem?
I have a couple of lazy students in my class. Take a look at this homework. It's terrible.
You're right. It's very bad.
I expect students to listen carefully and work hard. But these two kids just don't want to do any work at all. They keep coming to class late, and they don't stop talking. They're a problem because they disturb all the other students.
Do they behave badly in other lessons, or is it only in English classes?
Their maths teacher says they don't work in her lessons either. Only the PE teacher is pleased with them. He says they love doing sport, and they are very good at it.
Why don't you speak to the headmistress about them?
I'd rather deal with the problem myself.
Well, it's up to you. But they're only in their first year of senior high. I suggest you speak to their parents. Maybe they need extra help.
Perhaps you're right. I'll consider talking to their parents.
2. What languages do they teach at your school, Bill?
English, Japanese, and Russian. Everyone studies English, and we can do Japanese or Russian as well. That's if it fits into our timetable.
And do you learn another language?
Yes, I do Japanese, but I don't enjoy studying it because I find the grammar very difficult. My parents wanted me to learn it. What about you, Ella? What languages are you doing?
I'm studying Chinese.
You're lucky. I'd rather learn Chinese than Japanese. More people speak Chinese around the world, and I love listening to Chinese songs and music.
So do I, and I like doing Chinese. But I also like to learn Russian. I want to go to Russia one day.
It's okay, but Chinese is more useful.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway, I think all Europeans should learn Chinese at school today. It's going to be very important in the future, especially for business. I'd rather learn something useful.
You're right. More people speak Chinese than any other language. 11. Listen to conversation 1 again and choose the correct answers.
Hi, Jane. How are things?
Fine, thanks, Simon. How's everything with you?
Not bad. I've just had a difficult class, though.
Oh, what was the problem?
I have a couple of lazy students in my class. Take a look at this homework. It's terrible.
You're right. It's very bad.
I expect students to listen carefully and work hard. But these two kids just don't want to do any work at all. They keep coming to class late, and they don't stop talking. They're a problem because they disturb all the other students.
Do they behave badly in other lessons? Or is it only in English classes?
Their maths teacher says they don't work in her lessons either. Only the PE teacher is pleased with them. He says they love doing sport and they are very good at it.
Why don't you speak to the headmistress about them?
I'd rather deal with the problem myself.
Well, it's up to you. But they're only in their first year of senior high. I suggest you speak to their parents. Maybe they need extra help.
Perhaps you're right. I'll consider talking to their parents.
12. Listen to conversation 2 again and complete these sentences. What languages do they teach at your school, Bill?
English, Japanese, and Russian. Everyone studies English, and we can do Japanese or Russian as well. That's if it fits into our timetable.
And do you learn another language?
Yes, I do Japanese. But I don't enjoy studying it because I find the grammar very difficult. My parents wanted me to learn it. What about you, Ella? What languages are you doing?
I'm studying Chinese.
You're lucky. I'd rather learn Chinese than Japanese. More people speak Chinese around the world, and I love listening to Chinese songs and music.
So do I. And I like doing Chinese. But I also like to learn Russian. I want to go to Russia one day.
It's okay, but Chinese is more useful.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway, I think all Europeans should learn Chinese at school today. It's going to be very important in the future, especially for business. I'd rather learn something useful.
You're right. More people speak Chinese than any other language. Module 3. My first ride on a train. Listening and speaking. 11. Listen to the person describing his journey and number the pictures. Did you guess correctly?
I'll never forget the first time I took a long-distance flight.
Why? Was it good?
Not at all. It was just the opposite. I was flying from London to Singapore, and it was a disaster from start to finish.
Why? What happened?
First of all, I took a train from my home to London Airport, but the train broke down.
Goodness! Weren't you afraid of missing the plane?
Absolutely. I was really worried. So I decided to take a taxi to the airport. It was the quickest way, even though it was very expensive.
Right.
Wrong. It was rush hour, and the taxi got stuck in a traffic jam. It took a long time to get to the airport. I finally got to the airport at 9:30, but I had missed my flight by 10 minutes.
How annoying!
The next flight to Singapore was in 6 hours.
So you had to wait in the airport?
Yes, I waited for 3 hours. Then the airline cancelled that flight.
Oh no!
Oh yes. Anyway, I finally got on a flight to Singapore, but that wasn't the end of things.
Is that right?
The weather was very bad in Singapore, so my plane landed in Bangkok Airport in Thailand.
Goodness! What happened next?
We had to sit on the plane at Bangkok Airport. It took off again 3 hours later, and I finally arrived in Singapore. I was 12 hours late, and I was really tired when I got off that plane. I needed a holiday.
Module 4. A social survey, my neighbourhood. Listening and speaking. 12. Listen to 5 interviews and write the number of the speaker by the question in Activity 11 they answer. There is one extra question.
Speaker 1. I don't want to live too far from my parents' home. I'd like to be able to visit them at weekends and enjoy the quiet of the countryside. And when they grow older, I won't live too far away. But I would like to live in a big city where there are a great many things to do. I think it's easier to find a good job in a city because there are more employment opportunities.
Speaker 2. I've lived here with my parents all my life, but we haven't always lived in this apartment block. We've only just moved into this apartment. Until recently, we lived in a 15-story high-rise building about 1/2 mile away. It was near a very noisy road, and my mother didn't like it there. So we are pleased with our new home.
Speaker 3. It's an ideal place to live, especially for young people, because it's a very lively town. I never get bored because there are a great many things to do here. There is a modern shopping centre and a new cinema which shows all the latest films. There is an attractive city centre with traditional stone buildings. There's a huge park where you can imagine you are in the countryside.
Speaker 4. Well, local people are very friendly and everyone knows everyone else. But that is the only good thing about life here. There is nothing for young people to do, and there are no buses back from town at night. There are no shops here, and the post office has closed down. There are no employment opportunities here either. Personally, I'd much rather live in a city.
Speaker 5. I live on a farm in the countryside. I don't like living in the city, because it's noisy and dirty, and the people here aren't friendly. I live in a very small apartment, and I have to share a room with my brother. Our apartment is in a suburb, and the architecture is not very attractive. My dream is to belong to a small community.
14. Listen again and check your answers.
Speaker 1. I don't want to live too far from my parents' home. I'd like to be able to visit them at weekends and enjoy the quiet of the countryside. And when they grow older, I won't live too far away. But I would like to live in a big city where there are a great many things to do. I think it's easier to find a good job in a city because there are more employment opportunities.
Speaker 2. I've lived here with my parents all my life, but we haven't always lived in this apartment block. We've only just moved into this apartment. Until recently, we lived in a 15-story high-rise building about half a mile away. It was near a very noisy road, and my mother didn't like it there. So we are pleased with our new home.
Speaker 3. It's an ideal place to live, especially for young people, because it's a very lively town. I never get bored because there are a great many things to do here. There is a modern shopping centre and a new cinema which shows all the latest films. There is an attractive city centre with traditional stone buildings. There's a huge park where you can imagine you are in the countryside.
Speaker 4. Well, local people are very friendly and everyone knows everyone else. But that is the only good thing about life here. There is nothing for young people to do and there are no buses back from town at night. There are no shops here and the post office has closed down. There are no employment opportunities here either. Personally, I'd much rather live in a city.
Speaker 5. I live on a farm in the countryside. I don't like living in the city because it's noisy and dirty and the people here aren't friendly. I live in a very small apartment and I have to share a room with my brother. Our apartment is in a suburb and the architecture is not very attractive. My dream is to belong to a small community.
Module 5. A lesson in a lab. Listening and speaking. 14. Listen and check your answers.
The aim of this experiment is to write a secret message with invisible ink. For the experiment, you need the following things: a lemon, a small container, a pen, some white writing paper, a candle, and some matches. First, squeeze the lemon and pour the juice into a container. A glass or a cup will be fine. Next, take your pen and dip it into the lemon juice, then write your message in large letters on a clean sheet of white writing paper. After that, blow on the paper to dry the lemon juice. Your secret message is ready, and you can exchange messages with another student. Next, light a candle with the matches. Finally, hold the paper near the candle flame. The message will gradually appear on the paper. The words are a light brown color. The message appears on the paper when you heat it, because the lemon juice reacts with oxygen in the air. This reaction produces a brown-colored oxide, which you can see.
15. Work in pairs. Take it in turns to describe the experiment. Use these words and phrases. Now listen and check.
The aim of this experiment is to write a secret message with invisible ink. For the experiment, you need the following things: a lemon, a small container, a pen, some white writing paper, a candle, and some matches. First, squeeze the lemon and pour the juice into a container. A glass or a cup will be fine. Next, take your pen and dip it into the lemon juice, then write your message in large letters on a clean sheet of white writing paper. After that, blow on the paper to dry the lemon juice. Your secret message is ready, and you can exchange messages with another student. Next, light a candle with the matches. Finally, hold the paper near the candle flame. The message will gradually appear on the paper. The words are a light brown color. The message appears on the paper when you heat it, because the lemon juice reacts with oxygen in the air. This reaction produces a brown-colored oxide, which you can see.
Module 6. The Internet and Telecommunications. Listening and Speaking. 13. Listen to a conversation between Mrs. Wu and the headmaster of her daughter's school. Decide if the statements are true or false.
Good morning, Mrs. Wu. Please come. What can I do for you?
I'm worried about my daughter, Mr. Han.
Yes, I'm a little worried about Du Juan too.
Before she became interested in the internet, she was a very hard-working student. Her exam results were always very good. Now she spends a lot of time on her computer.
Yes, she was always one of the top students in the class, but her grades have fallen recently.
Exactly. She's changed a lot. Every day, after school, she goes straight to her bedroom and stays there for several hours. When I ask her what she is doing, she tells me that she is busy with her schoolwork and she needs to look for information on the internet. But it's not true. A few days ago, I discovered that she was surfing the internet and visiting lots of different websites. She spends most of her time chatting with strangers on ICQ. This is very worrying.
I agree with you. This is a concern for many parents and teachers, Mrs. Wu. We're all worried that some information on the internet may not be suitable for children. In my opinion, some websites can be very offensive, and many young people seem to have a lot of trust in information they find on the internet.
I'm also afraid that my daughter may make friends with strange people through ICQ and chat groups. I mean, there are some dangerous people out there.
People say the internet is one of the greatest inventions. It improves communication among people and helps the development of science and technology. It is also easy and efficient to get new information from the internet. However, it causes a lot of problems too, and children need to know about the dangers. If you want my personal opinion, Mrs. Wu, I think you should talk to your daughter.
I want to talk to my daughter, but I don't know very much about computers, and I know she won't listen to me.
Would you like me to talk to her?
I would be very grateful, Mr. Han. I'm sure she'll listen to you.
Well, I'll have a chat with her. I can at least help her to be more aware of online safety.
Thank you very much, Mr. Han. 15. Listen again and check your answers.
Good morning, Mrs. Wu. Please come. What can I do for you?
I'm worried about my daughter, Mr. Han.
Yes, I'm a little worried about Du Juan too.
Before she became interested in the internet, she was a very hard-working student. Her exam results were always very good. Now she spends a lot of time on her computer.
Yes, she was always one of the top students in the class, but her grades have fallen recently.
Exactly. She's changed a lot. Every day, after school, she goes straight to her bedroom and stays there for several hours. When I ask her what she is doing, she tells me that she is busy with her schoolwork and she needs to look for information on the internet. But it's not true. A few days ago, I discovered that she was surfing the internet and visiting lots of different websites. She spends most of her time chatting with strangers on ICQ. This is very worrying.
I agree with you. This is a concern for many parents and teachers, Mrs. Wu. We're all worried that some information on the internet may not be suitable for children. In my opinion, some websites can be very offensive, and many young people seem to have a lot of trust in information they find on the internet.
I'm also afraid that my daughter may make friends with strange people through ICQ and chat groups. I mean, there are some dangerous people out there.
People say the internet is one of the greatest inventions. It improves communication among people and helps the development of science and technology. It is also easy and efficient to get new information from the internet. However, it causes a lot of problems too, and children need to know about the dangers. If you want my personal opinion, Mrs. Wu, I think you should talk to your daughter.
I want to talk to my daughter, but I don't know very much about computers, and I know she won't listen to me.
Would you like me to talk to her?
I would be very grateful, Mr. Han. I'm sure she'll listen to you.
Well, I'll have a chat with her. I can at least help her to be more aware of online safety.
Thank you very much, Mr. Han.
请记住我们的网址 www.teamroom.com